This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail out for delivery today. Thanks for all you do. And let's not forget about the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers keeping America rolling along. Check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. The Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Take advantage of all the different stuff that we have over there for you to look at. All right. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and all of a sudden, here we go again. All kinds of blurbs coming out about the Jeffrey Epstein thing, to include the fact that we're hearing about his autopsy report. I'll let you take it from there.
Well, the report is coming from a couple of different channels here, but they say that he had broken neck bones. One particular bone, I don't know, was near the larynx or the voice boxes, was broken, which is indicative of a hanging. Okay, whatever. So... And now, I don't think that there's any loss personally that he's dead, including for the victims, because the victims, you know, they may have wanted to face, you know, their accuser, if you will, or they wanted to face him, but that really was never going to happen. You know, that's not the way that these lawyers work. They are going to work out a deal. And so, you know, right now they're just collecting evidence that would support the girls' claims, and we don't know how many girls there are either. But the other piece is his assets.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did have a flat, otherwise known as, that's what they call him in Paris, but he did have a home in Paris, an apartment. And several here, Palm Beach, and obviously the island. He had New York, which, interestingly enough, his 12,000-square-foot home in New York he bought from Leslie Wexner, who ran limited stores, for a dollar. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, and he had that place in New Mexico, too.
Right. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to, and I'm sure there's already a seizure on his everything in his estate. So now they're trying to find out where all the bank accounts are and so forth and so on. And then they're just going to cut a deal and say, okay, girls, you know, based on your claims and based on this and based on that, now, we'll make you an offer.
Now, I got to ask you this question. There's a picture that has surfaced reportedly that came from Jeffrey Epstein's home. Don't know which one, but it is a picture of Bill Clinton.
Came from New York.
Okay. Is a picture of Bill Clinton in a blue skirt on a couch.
Well, he's actually in a dress.
Oh, that's right, dress. When they say skirt, yeah,
a
dress.
Blue dress. In a chair in the Oval Office. I saw it a couple of days ago, and I kind of dismissed it. I thought it was a joke, but it turns out it's not a joke.
Mm-hmm.
This was a painting. It's called, it actually has a title called Parsing Bill,
mm-hmm.
and it's by an Australian-American artist by the name of Katrina Ryan Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually graduated from art school, the New York Academy of Art, in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So it was hanging in the house in New York.
Yeah.
So that just shows you the disgusting depravity of,
yeah.
of all of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so you can about, and he's got on red shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, I don't know what color the Lewinsky dress was. Do you? Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was blue. But
oh, okay. All right.
The fact that this dress, by the way, is almost an exact copy of what the dress that apparently Hillary wore to the inauguration of Bill.
Oh, wow. you couldn't make this stuff up, folks, even if you tried.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, these people are sick.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just sick. I see the dress that Hillary wore to the inauguration, and it's almost an exact copy of that, and it was blue as well. So blue have been the common denominator. Well, it is a common denominator, but it was a happenstance that it was.
Well, all I can say is that just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, it just did. Mm-hmm.
Well, that just shows you the I don't know, I think they all joke about it, the depravity of
yeah.
it all.
Yeah. Sick people.
So anyway, mm-hmm. they are sick people.
Mm-hmm.
They're just very sick people.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But
go ahead.
Not that the girls can be able to face Epstein at all.
All right.
But now, by the way, his handler, otherwise known as his female, his being Epstein's pimp,
mm-hmm.
Ghislaine Maxwell,
yeah.
who, by the way, is the daughter of a very big media mogul in the UK.
Right.
She attended, interestingly enough, Chelsea's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right, here comes the music, and we're just going to let that fall where it may right there, because when we come back, folks, we're going to tell you all about Hong Kong, because Hong Kong is ready to explode. We'll see what happens there. The military troops, the Chinese troops, are just across the border, sitting in a big old athletic complex waiting to come in. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And you know, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. You know, we live in troubled times, folks, and defending yourself shouldn't cost you everything you own either. You're going to get yourself sooner or later in a situation where you might have to defend yourself. And if you do, it's nice to know that you've got somebody on your side there to help you out. Because in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere, it's probably not going to be the police. It's going to be you and whoever's coming at you to do whatever they're trying to do to you. Now, you can trust the USCCA to be your first line of defense in the aftermath of you having to defend yourself by whatever means it is. A gun, a club, a knife, a ball bat, a pipe, a hammer, a screwdriver, whatever. Because the last person standing is the first person law enforcement will look at, and you could be in trouble without even being in trouble. So, nobody should have to go it alone. Now, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link that's there, and the first thing you're going to see is the free gun a day giveaway that changes every night at midnight. Sign up for that. Take an opportunity to win that free weapon, whatever it happens to be for the day, and then take a look at the three different levels of membership that you can become a member of. Now, if you do join, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, including some very good gear from the USCCA and that award-winning, and I do mean award-winning, Concealed Carry magazine that'll give you a lot of information about all sorts of things and add more discounts to your wallet in terms of RVing, camping, fishing, hunting, and even boating. So there you go. So, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo. All right, joining us right now, again, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hong Kong. God only knows what's going to happen there next. What do you have a gut feeling for here?
All right. Well, so yesterday they did have some flights in and out of Hong Kong, but mm-hmm. not on a normal schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I think since this thing has gone on in the airport, 1,000 flights had been canceled, and there were protests in the airport, but they weren't like the day before. There were people that were, you know, kind of doing an Occupy kind of thing
yeah.
in the airport. But later in the day, what ended up happening is a group of these protesters went over to the financial district
mm-hmm.
of Hong Kong. And so there were lots of face-offs over there mm-hmm. Between the protesters and the police, including, again, firing tear gas. So it's going to be interesting where this thing goes. You've got now a lot of other countries that are stepping in and talking to these leaders and saying, hey, you really need to fix this, and you need to fix this pretty quickly, because Hong Kong is a big hub, not just for tourism, but for all kinds of commerce as well. Mm-hmm. Now, what's gone, interestingly enough, very unreported, is that we have two warships.
Yep.
One was supposed to port at the end of this month, and
yep.
the other one was supposed to port at the beginning of September.
Yep.
And you apply for those, and those requests have been denied.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So it does have other wider implications. So in the meantime, yes, you do have what we have come to know is Chinese military that have gathered near a border in a sports stadium
mm-hmm.
in a place called Shenzhen,
mm-hmm.
and they've actually been practicing riot control.
Yes, they have. Mm-hmm. We've got satellite pictures of them too, by the way.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And so the, you know, State Department has actually issued a travel advisory to U.S. citizens
mm-hmm.
traveling to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And we've actually warned them, you know, if you go to Hong mm-hmm. Kong, then there's certain places that you need to stay out of.
Yep.
So, China has said to, you know, the world, and especially to the United States, butt out, stay out, this has got nothing to do with you. And they actually have, in some cases, blamed us because some of these protesters were flying the American flag and singing the national anthem.
Yeah, which I played yesterday. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've got nothing to do with that.
No.
But we are standing with the protesters.
Yep.
Then you got Australia. They're stepping in, too, and they're urging some real talks between Beijing and Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is where we are. Now, the other piece of all of this is the trade deal between the United States and China.
Yeah, and by the way, the market is up. All facets of the stock market is up today, both the Dow and the NASDAQ and all the futures is what I'm talking about here. So what went down in the toilet yesterday by big numbers is starting to climb back up again right now. S&P, NASDAQ, Dow is all up.
Well, you know, we're blaming a lot of, you know, indicators of the recession, of a recession coming in the United States. So I interviewed Janet Yellen, and she said, yeah, I see some of these indicators, but I don't believe it'll happen. We're not going to have a trade deal before the election. I'm just going to put that out there. I hope I'm wrong, but
mm-hmm.
I don't care if we ever have a trade deal with mm-hmm. China. But anyway.
Yeah.
China's economy is gone in the gone sideways.
You bet.
And this particular issue with the conflict that China is having with Hong Kong is not going to help their own economy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a domino effect. So if China is hurting, I would say that, you know, the fourth largest economy being Germany, theirs is going to hurt, and then it's going to have some indicators on us. So there's really kind of a, you know, a domino effect here.
Now, we have the case of two tankers, the United Kingdom, Iran, we have, and Barcelona, Spain, I might add, Gibraltar, because we have the Iranian tanker, which was taken into custody by the British and the Gibraltar's authorities, and they're negotiating Iran to get the tanker back, and they're very close to doing that. But it's
not real.
Well, there's a report I got here that says they are, but let me go on to what the rest of it is, and then you go from there. They also are talking about the United Kingdom tanker that Iran took into custody that they're very close to releasing. They're each contingent on the other. So now, what do you know that I don't?
Okay, well, here's how it kind of is really going. Iran wants their tanker back.
Yep.
So they said that they will release the British tanker given certain conditions. All along, as recently as a week ago, the Brits have said, no, we're not gonna go for that. So people are inferring that there's this possible of, condition, I mean, our situation, that there could be a tanker swap. It doesn't appear that that's the case. Because Britain is going to stand firm against Iran. Now, as far as Gibraltar, where the, tanker is, one tanker is,
mm-hmm.
A court will decide the fate of that Iranian tanker. Now, that was as of really about an hour ago.
Okay.
In the meantime, this is how you don't want to negotiate with Iran, is that Iran has arrested a British Iranian academic. So it may not be tankers, it may come down to people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay,
it's clearly a situation that's not going to go anywhere.
The two reports that I've been watching, one's out of the Wall Street Journal, the other one's out of the New York Times, and the headline in one says, Iran says tanker seized at Gibraltar will be released soon. The other one says, Iran, UK, inch closer to tanker crisis resolution, talking about the UK tankers. So it looks that's what these people think is going to happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as the fate of the Iranian tanker, a court is going to decide that. And I might add, there's a crew of four on the Grace One. So I think it's going to necessarily come down to people that'll be swapped, but not necessarily tankers.
Now, what are you going to write about today? You're going to write about the devil in the blue dress? The devil with the blue dress on?
I can't go there. I mean, it's so tawdry. It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, that just kind of gives you a real insight into the mindset.
Unbelievable.
These men.
Yep. Unbelievable.
No, I'm not writing about a blue dress.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So you have yourself a great day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And I'll get into more of that here when we come back, because that's exactly what we're talking about. All right, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
What goes up can come crashing down. Wall Street took a turn for the worst. Fears of a recession sent the stock market tumbling after the bond market threw up another warning flag on the economy. market analyst Eugene Peroni.
Well, the inverting yield curve is getting a lot of attention because historically it has been predictive of an economic slowing, sometimes even a recession. So this seems to be the buzzword today, the R word, and the worries that on the horizon there could be some real significant slowing in the economy.
The last time the bond market flashed a recession warning was 2007, right before the Great Recession of 2008. The Dow fell 800 points, or more than 3%, its worst day of the year. The NASDAQ was down 242, and the S&P 500 fell 85 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. And here's more about them right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know a lot of you young folks that have gotten out of high school have come out by way of the vocational school or the BOCES or whatever they call it, but you've learned a skill and you're going to start out in the apprentice level and go from there. Maybe it's a carpenter, maybe it's a plumber, maybe it's an electrician, who knows, but whatever it is, it's an honorable profession. But you're probably going to start out at what we call the 80% level if you're going into the union, not the full scale, which means if the union scale is $15 an hour, 80% of that, I believe, is, let's see here, $12 an hour. So 12 times 40 is $480 a week, maybe a little overtime, maybe you make $600 a week. That's what, $30,000 a year, $32,000? How would you like the opportunity to start out at $50,000 a year
or more as an aviation maintenance tech. Well, it could be done. It could be done. Because National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 a year. They have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay. And I will tell you right now that it's the luck of the draw when it comes to going overseas, but if you get offered a job with a military contractor, number one, or a foreign company, number two, or a foreign country, number three, you could very easily have a six-figure salary right off the bat. Think about that. So, to find out more, check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's the National Aviation Academy, their website naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour. The number, 800-659-2080. Again, that number, 800-659-2080. Website naa.edu. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. Now, here's how the Army's rank and file should view their role in the service's doctrinal shift, which is happening right now. The Army is flush with change as it gears up for an era in which the Pentagon and national security leaders anticipate the U.S. military will be overwhelmingly concerned with their competing against their peer adversaries like Russia and China. So that's where we're headed when it comes to the Army. In addition, the Army medical staff over in Italy, because of a soldier that went on leave in Germany, is now vaccinating some 200 soldiers against mumps. You heard me, mumps. After several paratroopers in Italy showed symptoms of the virus and one, in fact, tested positive for it in Germany. This is childhood diseases coming back to bite you in the face. And what is it, you say? How about the refugees? How about the illegals, the aliens coming in to those countries with the open borders? That's what it is. Now, an Army recruiter recruited his wife to join the Army. Army Specialist Unji Mitchell didn't plan on joining the Army, but 2 years after marrying her husband, Army Staff Sergeant Joshua Mitchell, an Army recruiter, she decided to enlist in the Army Reserve. Kudos to her. Kudos to her. By the way, the U.S. Navy has fixed the propulsion problems on the $13 billion supercarrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, but the ship still has serious issues on top of that. Now, shipbuilders and sailors did manage to fix the propulsion plant problems on the USS Gerald R. Ford. Now, that's the first of the new class of supercarriers that's way behind schedule, way over budget, and is still struggling with developmental issues. Hopefully, they'll get that resolved soon, because that's a big, big, expensive black eye for the Navy. Now, the Navy prefers fielding revolutionary combat capability through new weapons rather than new hull designs of their vessels. The Navy is now striving to field revolutionary combat capability in new ships and through midlife modernizations, but it can do so while keeping the risk low by focusing on new weapons and systems rather than radical new hull changes, so says the executive officer for the program. Also, welding flaws by subcontractor BWX Technologies is delaying delivery of the first missile tubes for a U.S. Navy submarine weapons upgrade by at least 7 months. Here we go again. The Air Force is reporting the majority of the C-130s that they had grounded because of some problems they found with some cracks under wings have returned to service following the wing crack inspections done to the fleet. The majority of those planes are back in the air again, flying around. Also, the Pentagon has awarded a contract to complete the delayed repairs on the Air Force Academy's Cadet Chapel. The Pentagon awarded Kansas City-based J.E. Dunn Construction a contract to renovate the Air Force Academy's Cadet Chapel, and that's a good thing. Now, the Marines had a little problem with a major who emailed classified information to warn of a potential Afghanistan insider attack. A panel of three Marine colonels has determined that the Marine Reserve major who sent classified information using his personal email account to warn fellow Marines of a potential insider attack should be retained and did nothing wrong and, in fact, probably saved lives in the Marine Corps. Kudos to that panel of colonels for making the right decision. Kudos. Now, the National Guard, of course, serves at the leisure of whatever the circumstances are going on in the country at the present time. And every now and then you'll hear about some very important people that are in the National Guard. Well, how about Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, who's currently running for president? She's taking 2 weeks off from her 2020 Democratic presidential campaign to participate in Army National Guard training right now. How about that? And by the way, the Coast Guard is reporting that a chief warrant officer, J.L. Horn, has been relieved of command of the South Portland-based ship that he was in command of. His ability to command a cutter was taken away from him because of confidence in the crew. The crew lost confidence in his ability. That's the report we're getting. Also, a suspect is in custody after shots were fired outside a 200-bed hospital on Chicago's West Side that provides care to about 62,000 military veterans. The man was not a veteran, but he apparently was mad about something that had taken place and was shooting at the hospital. Now, Israel has developed systems that are uncovering a great number of tunnels that cross the Israeli border from Gaza into Lebanon. The U.S. is watching to see for possible use of that same system on our southern border with Mexico, where we have the same problem. And Sikorsky has been awarded a $107 million contract for early work on the next six CH-53K King Stallion helicopters for the U.S. Marine Corps. We'll watch and see how that works out. And as the military rushes to shore up on cybersecurity on the F-35 and other high-tech weapons, Lockheed Martin, in fact, rolled out a new cybersecurity initiative yesterday morning. And we'll see how that works out. All right. We're going to be coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and we're going to check with him over in Greece and find out what he's hearing about the things that are going on, not only here in the United States, but also over there in Hong Kong. And he'll be calling us from Greece. We'll be hearing about him over there. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch rolling along. And don't forget, coming up top of the next hour, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook, and Brooke Emery will be around bottom of the hour. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a great way to go if you want something that's all natural to take care of your nagging pain you've got going on. Now, I suffer from arthritis pain because of all the different fractures and injuries I've had, both in the military and in the fire service. And I used to take Mobic and I used to take Flexerol. It does have side effects with it. And I finally said, nope, had enough. Got to be a different way to do it. And I tried Aleve. Aleve is very not a great thing to take the way I was taking it. Six pills a day, breakfast, lunch, and supper. It can cause bleeding internally, and it's just not something you should do. But I heard the ad for Relief Factor, trying the 1995 3-week quick start. So I did. I paid the $19.95 and the extra shipping to get it to me, and it showed up. And simple story, it worked for me. Now, it'll work for you too. For the most part, I believe, just about everybody listening to the audience, there's a few people that haven't had the total relief that they thought they might get. It has done a little bit, and there's a few people that said, well, maybe it hasn't. But the vast majority of people that have gotten back to me and told me Relief Factor works for them. So here's what you do. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start for $19.95 plus shipping. All you got to lose is pain. All righty. Live from Greece, the man, the myth, the legend, the Wall Street watchdog and Wall Street guy, Chris Markowski. How's it going?
Oh, good morning.
Are you having a good day there over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, today is kind of like packing up. I'm heading back home tomorrow. So getting ready to go here. I'm going to fly back to Athens today and then heading home tomorrow.
Okay. And you've been watching what's been going on over here with the stock market yesterday. I guess it's been worldwide news, right?
Well, of course. I mean, you get a sell-off like you had yesterday, and obviously you get a lot of people rushing to the televisions and airwaves trying to explain to everybody, you know, they know exactly what's going on. You know, we've talked about this before in regards to some of the sell-offs that we've seen. And obviously the numbers are daunting when you take a look at 800 as a number, but you have to take a look at it in terms of percentages. Now, most people don't realize how the markets work. It's much different than it was 10 years ago. Well, certainly a hell of a lot different than it was 20, 30 years ago.
Yep.
We have terms out there, Matt, like artificial intelligence, machine learning, algorithms. Many computer programs out there, when they see a certain story or they see the bond yields hit a certain, in particular, inverted bond yields, it's an automatic computer program sell. And the selling starts, and the selling hits quite hard, and that's what happens. So basically, you're not really going to have people rushing out there. You've got a lot of funds that are run based upon computers and algorithms, and you know what? Certain news hits crosswind, they're going to sell. And we've seen this happen a lot over the past couple of years, and we see that, okay, then you know the dust settles, and everyone's okay. I kind of like to try to explain this to your listeners in terms of a riptide. You know, you get caught in a riptide off the coast of the Gulf Coast of Florida. What is the thing that you do not want to do? You don't want to swim against it.
No.
You can't. You're going to die.
Yep.
What you do is just get out of the way. And what I mean by get out of the way is just bear it no mind. So when you get caught in a riptide, you swim to the side, you get out of it, and let it pass.
Yep.
And then you can get yourself back in. When you see these massive, you know, sell-offs or even, you know, these massive run-ups from time to time, just be patient. Just let them go. Let them pass. And then business as usual later on.
Now, there was one thing that people wanted me to ask you about because it was a 30-year Treasury yield that fell below 2% for the first time ever, and people were very concerned about that.
Listen, I mean, think about it. You know, what are they concerned about? What were their concerns? My biggest concern is it's going to be you know, an all-out free-for-all for the government to continue to borrow as much money as possible. I mean, if I was a Treasury right now, I'd be trying to refinance all of my short-term debt into 30-year debt. I mean, who out there wants to get a mortgage, a 30-year mortgage for less than 2%? I mean, the rates are crazy right now, but this is pretty much all around the globe. And, again, my biggest concern is that the politicians are going to say, hey, look at how cheap this money is. Let's just keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. One needs to understand that, you know, we see rates go up by a percent or two, you're talking major, major hits to our budget as far as our interest costs are concerned.
Now, Warren Buffett and his Berkshire Hathaway company have increased their money in the investment they've made in Amazon. They believe Amazon is the big thing of the future.
Well, it's the big thing now. I mean, they're a dominant player within their industry, without a doubt. And, you know, obviously Warren Buffett thinks that that's not going to change. He thinks that, you know, they're in when it comes to the government in regards to protecting their position. Warren Buffett as well, banks have been hit pretty darn hard as of late. And what he's been doing, he's also been acquiring and buying up a lot of these banks at a lower cost.
Now, I got something interesting to play for you here. Do you remember Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels? You know where I'm going, but just play
A little bit before my time.
Okay, just play along with me here. Now, let's just get this going here because there's a reason we're going to do this. All right, well, that's the song from way back when called Devil in a Blue Dress. Did you hear what they found in Jeffrey Epstein's house in New York?
Yeah, I saw that story, too.
It's true, Chris. So tell me, I've checked everywhere I can check to find out. It's an absolute true story.
I know. The thing is, the American public, for whatever reason, I've been trying to explain this to people now for well over 10 years, is just how depraved these people are at the top.
Unbelievable.
And how sick it is. I mean, it's almost to the point you wouldn't believe it if it was in a movie. It borders on the satanic. It really is how screwed up and depraved these people are.
Yeah, and we're talking about the blue dress that Bill Clinton had on that looked very much like the dress that Hillary Clinton wore for the inauguration when he was inaugurated, including the red shoes that she had, the high D heels.
Yeah, also Monica as well.
Monica had a dress like that. Yep, and I thought about both of those, but I don't know what to say. I really don't. It's like, what on earth have we become? What have we become?
Yeah, listen, I mean, these are the people that are at the top. I mean, we're constantly hearing stories about the depravity and the lives that they lead. And listen, we allow this. We continue to vote these people into office. They end up leaving office as multi-millionaires. So you got to figure out how the hell does that happen? Where do they get their money from? They live in a completely different world. They have no morals, so pretend that they do in public. And it's, you know, again, the American people, it's hard for them to wrap their mind around just how depraved this is.
Well, very few people talked about this yesterday, but when I saw that and I went through and I verified the story, not once, not twice, not even three times, but 10 different times I verified this story, and it's absolutely true. And that picture, that painting is absolutely spot on. I just talked about it in my last segment here with Denise Simon. I mean, this is depravity at its worst.
Oh, this is fear. Like, again, but like I said, it might have started surprising about 10 years ago. Nothing does anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to know soon what's going to happen in China and Hong Kong, aren't we?
I think that I'm kind of hoping right now. I think cooler heads are going to prevail in regards to this, because the big concern right now is definitely trying to get some sort of trade deal done. And it's going to be very, very difficult to do that if the violence really picks up.
Yep, absolutely. And they've been training in that stadium over there in China, crowd control techniques, the military.
Yeah, and again, they're going to try to do it with the least amount of violence possible. Again, the world's watching.
Yep. All right. Well, you're coming back today, you said?
Tomorrow.
Okay, so will you be around in the morning?
This time, yeah, I should be.
Okay, well, then I'll check with you again, make sure you're around. But listen, you have yourself a great day. Tell everybody over there we said hello, and I hope the family and you had a great, wonderful time over there. I know you always do when you take that family excursion.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
All right, take care, Chris. All right, that's our buddy Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. He's been vacationing in Greece, and we'll try to reach him one more time. I believe when we call him tomorrow, he'll be in Athens. He'll be off the island that he's been on for the past 2 weeks. And the first week, he was just not available at all, and we had to wait a week to get him. But when we come back, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, will be with us. And then, bottom of the next hour, Brooke from Brooke Says, Brooke Emery. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.